Richard Martin's Wake Up Call podcast, presented every Monday and Friday, providing you with the truth and the facts. You decide.
A very good day to you all, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Details of the Wake Up Call on Friday, June the 16th, 2017, with me, Richard Martin, your host, talking to you from a swelteringly hot Malaysia. So last week, former FBI Director James Comey got generally favourable reviews for his portrayal of a career lawman. He played the part of an honourable civil servant whose only interest is protecting the American people from enemies, foreign and domestic, and guarding the honour of his beloved FBI. Quote, "It's my judgment that I was fired because of the Russian investigation. I was fired in some way to change, or the endeavour was to change, the way the Russia investigation was being conducted. That is a very big deal, and not just because it involves me." End of quote. Comey went on to say that the president, quote-unquote, chose to defame the FBI. Mr. Comey did not mention, and the pitiful press will not bring up, that he has been a deep state stooge throughout his career. Dust almost any piece of evidence from the fiasco of the last 15 years, and you will find his fingerprints and those of another former FBI director, Robert Mueller. The 9/11 intelligence failures, the subsequent panic, the weapons of mass destruction bamboozle, the invasion of Iraq, which had nothing to do with 9/11, the roundup of innocent so-called suspects, the torture of prisoners, the spying on Americans, these guys played key parts in the whole degrading, costly, pointless, and counterproductive shebang. Instead of protecting the constitutional rights of Americans, as they swore to do, they used the post-9/11 hysteria to increase the power of the deep state. Now they are angling for Oscars as heroes, pretending to be selfless G-men. In last week's hearing, integrity reflected off Mr. Comey's face like the sun off a hot windshield. So there's the sorry story of that little saga. We shall be talking about the repeal of the Glass-Steagall Act and how unfortunate that was. The reality winner leaks to The Intercept. The statement of James Comey about the leaking of private conversations he had with President Trump in his testimony last week, and how much of a little weasel he turned out to be. I'm going to talk about something I usually don't mention, but it's the way in which I work on a recommendation for a short sale, and I'm going to use Sears as the guinea pig for this endeavour. I think you'll find it quite interesting. I'm going to talk about deflation. I'm going to talk about experience, and how, despite what people say, experience is not always a wonderful thing to have. In fact, you're sometimes much, much better off without it. I think that should be an interesting piece for you to sink your teeth into. Then a little bit of a inquest into the house buying scandal and why that was such a disaster. So lots to enjoy in the show today. If you will please go to the Richard Martin's Wake Up Call .podbean.com website, go to the donate tab, and please sign up, and you can get your show twice a week, Mondays and Fridays. It's $30 minimum, a quarter, up to what I'm asking for, which is $70 a quarter, automatically renewable, nothing for you to do. So there you go. it becomes incumbent upon me to wish you a wonderful weekend, since it is Friday, and this is Richard Martin saying bye-bye till then.
And there you have it. You decide.